My guest Harvey Shapiro edited the new anthology Poets of World War II. He writes, 400,000 Americans died in World War II. This is not a book of celebration, unless it is to celebrate man's ability, indeed his compulsion, to turn terror into art. Most of the poets represented in the book served in the military during the war. They include Stanley Kunitz, Kenneth Koch, Lincoln Kirsten, Lewis Simpson, and Richard Wilbur. Editor Harvey Shapiro was a radio gunner during the war and was decorated for his service. He's a former editor of the New York Times Book Review and the author of several collections of poetry. Harvey Shapiro, welcome to Fresh Air. Let me start by asking you to read a poem by Howard Nemiroff called The War in the Air. Would you say a few words about the poem and about Nemiroff before you read it?
Sure. Nemiroff volunteered to serve as a pilot in the RAF before he was actually transferred to the United States Army Air Force. And his poems, a lot of his poems grow out of his experiences flying out of England over the North Sea for the RAF. This is the War in the Air. The title of the poem is, it's significant because the Second World War, I think, was marked by aerial warfare. Just the way images of trench warfare dominate the way you think of what happened in World War One, smoking the burning cities and the fleets of bombers, I think dominate the imagery of the Second World War. One of the interesting things about aerial warfare, from the point of view of those who took part of it, and took part in it, and I was one of those, is that, you know, the dead didn't come back. I mean, you had breakfast in the morning with a group of guys who were flying a plane next to you in formation in your squadron, and they didn't come home that night. They didn't come back from the mission. They simply, as M. Nemiroff said, they stayed out there in the clean war. The war in the air. So this is the way he talks about it. For a saving grace, we didn't see our dead, who rarely bothered coming home to die, but simply stayed away out there in the clean war, the war in the air. Seldom the ghosts came back bearing their tales of hitting the earth, the incompressible sea, but stayed up there in the relative wind, shades fading in the mind, who had no graves, but only epitaphs, where never so many spoke, for never so few. Per adrua, said the partisans of Mars, per aspera, to the stars. That was the good war. The war we won as if there were no death, for goodness sake. With the help of the losers we left out there, in the air, in the empty air. The Latin in that Nemiroff uses, per adrua, per aspera, through adversity to the stars, was the motto of the Royal Air Force.
Right, okay. Well, thank you for reading that poem. You know, in commenting about the poets and the poems represented in your World War II anthology, you say that the poetry in this book is very bawdy, bitchy, irreverent, and a lot of the poets of World War II don't glory in brotherhood, and they don't find nobility in one another. Quite the contrary, they often dislike one another or dislike being put cheek by jowl alongside one another. Can you talk a little bit about that kind of tone that you found in these poems and why you think that's true?
People were snatched from a life into a situation that seemed bizarre and somewhat unreal to them. I mean, there's a kind of arc that goes from the poetry of the Second World War up through the poetry and through the writing and the memoirs of, say, the Vietnam War. There's a kind of ratcheting up of that surreal quality. But what happens in the Second World War is that people are caught in this giant machine. They can't hold it in their head. They come from all different parts of the country. And unlike the poets of World War One, who were kind of officers, they were all mostly officers who came out of a kind of gentleman's club. These men, some of these were farm boys, you know, working class, Ivy League, as I was. They don't have a lot in common with each other. They kind of, each of them is fighting his own individual war. And they all commented. A lot of the poets comment on that directly.
There's a poem that I want you to read that I think, you know, is about the difference between those two worlds. It's called Survival Infantry. It's written by George Oppen, who served in the 103rd Infantry Division in Europe, and he was wounded by shellfire in 1945. He left the country for most of the 50s because he had been a communist, and I think the FBI was interested in talking with him. But then he came back and ended up winning a Pulitzer Prize in 1968. Do you want to read this poem?
Fine. Survival Infantry. And the world changed. They had been trees and people, sidewalks and roads. There were fish in the sea. Where did all the rocks come from? And the smell of explosives, iron standing in mud. We crawled everywhere on the ground without seeing the earth again. We were ashamed of our half-life and our misery. We saw that everything had died. And the letters came. People who addressed us through our lives, they left us gasping and in tears, in the same mud, in the terrible ground.
Harvey Shapiro edited the new anthology, Poets of World War II. He'll be back in the second half of the show. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.